Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's the Hollywood Life cast, where we bring you the best exclusive celebrity news, the juicy celebrity interviews, and insider secrets about all of your favorite stars. And now your host, former editor-in-chief of Cosmo, Glamour, and Us Weekly, the president and editor-in-chief of HollywoodLife.com, Bonnie Fuller!
Hey, we're here with the Hollywood Life podcast, and we are going to have such an interesting conversation today. I am here with Jenna Lemoncelli from the Hollywood Life staff, and we are welcoming Peter Guns and Amina Butterfly. Yay! Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
And we know them from Love and Hip Hop New York, right. But they are also starring on the new season of Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars,
yes. Right. Which
starts tomorrow, Friday, 9 p.m. on WeTV. And boy, we can hardly wait. Because you two have had a lot of drama over the past few years, and we have a lot of Love and Hip Hop fans here at Hollywood Life. The show is so popular, and so they have been following you and your marriage and your separation and your situation with Tara Wallace. And so they are all going to be dying to see you on Marriage Bootcamp and also now to hear what's been going on. And of course, we're here also with Nick, the producer. Thanks, Nick.
Slick Nick.
He is Slick Nick.
Yes.
So here you are, and you're sitting here in the Hollywood Life podcast, and you're smiling and very friendly, good body language going on between you two.
Really? Yeah. Loving it.
So I'm very happy to see that you two are getting along well. I mean, you are the parents together of two little girls.
Yes.
How old are the little girls now?
They're 1 and 3.
So really cute. Little girls.
Yes, they are.
So cute. And, but Peter, you also have 3 sons with another cast member from Love and Hip Hop,
yes.
Tara Wallace. And you and Tara were together for what, 13 years?
Yeah, a little over 13.
A little over 13. Yeah. And then you parted ways, and then you and Amina got together, and you were married for 3 years before separating?
It kind of overlapped a little bit.
It overlapped.
I was cheating. Oh. I won't even lie.
Hey, at least you cop to it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, definitely.
Thank you.
Terrible husband, terrible boyfriend. I can't even deny that. So I wouldn't even sit here and try to lie about it. Yeah, it overlapped. But
it is correct, because on our 3rd anniversary is when I decided to go away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it was 3 years that we were married officially.
We're still married.
We are.
So that's right. So you've never signed the divorce papers, Amina?
No, we haven't.
Because we did see you get the divorce papers.
Actually, no. Never saw them.
Oh. No.
You did hear us talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. But I never got them. I'm still waiting. Because, you know, in Love and Hip Hop, that's what he asked for. But I don't think he ever was serious. So I think that I'm right about that.
So you still haven't served her with divorce, really married. How long is it now?
Because it's 4.5 years now. We'll be 5-year anniversary coming up soon.
Ooh, okay.
But it's weird.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I've been living in LA for 1.5 years now.
So you've been separated basically for 1.5 years.
Yeah.
But it sounds like there's, it's like neither of you is ready to shut the door on your relationship.
It's not like I'm with someone, like I think the pressure would be on if I was seeing someone and they were like, look, you have to get divorced. I'm not comfortable. You know, that's different. So I'm not seeing anyone like that, that could put that kind of, that have that kind of pressure. And we get along, you know, it's cool. It's not that serious for me. It's not that serious.
And so, but when you split up, was it because you had gotten because you were re-involved again with Tara? Right. And in fact, you got her pregnant with the third baby. Yes. And you were, Amina, pregnant with your second baby with Peter. So that you and Tara were both pregnant, yes, at the same time with Peter's children.
That sounds bad.
Oh, yeah, it's facts. That's what happened.
But I love, you know, I love the kids. So it's hard, you know, in hindsight, it's a bad thing, but the babies are here. So it's hard for me to look at it as a bad thing now because, you know, I'm looking at the end result as I have these two beautiful babies. But it was terrible. It was terrible to, you know, to do that. Neither one of them, very beautiful, smart, deserved that. And if it was my daughter or my sister, I would, you know, I would be disgusted and angry with me as a family can be sometimes, but especially Tara's family is, you know. These are people I used to be at Thanksgiving dinners with that don't even want to look at me anymore. So that's hard. But at the end of the day, it's hard for me to regret when I see the end result, all these beautiful babies.
Right. So you can't really, you don't regret the cheating kind of on both. I guess technically he was cheating on you, Amina, at that time because, yes, you guys were still
married and living together in.
And together. But you can't really.
I regret it. It's dead wrong. But, you know, like I'm saying, it's the end result is I have these beautiful babies. So it's hard to say, you know, I wish I hadn't done, you know, like, it's almost like regretting a child. That's what I feel. And it's hard to explain, but I know that it was wrong and it's dead wrong. And I don't like to see her hurt or Tara. Neither one of them deserve that kind of hurt, pain, and embarrassment. So I regret that. But, you know, again.
But you love your kids.
Oh, my God. I love my babies.
And so Tara's family won't talk to you. And you never got re-involved with Tara?
Her mom is cool. Her mom, Tara, they're going to kill me for this. But her mom doesn't like that. Her dad doesn't speak to me because she's like, you know, different from him. You did the same thing to me. Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
But and the thing is, like, you know, I'm on TV. But when I'm walking down the street, a lot of guys come up to me and say, I got the same thing going on. It's just that I'm on TV. I'm telling you, I'm a Creep Squad too, you know, but.
Oh, I'll be single forever.
Listen, man, it's look at the divorce rate. Look what's going on out here. You know, right, what I mean? I'm it's two campaigns I'm part of. One campaign is this guns against guns thing that I'm doing because it's a lot of kids out here carrying guns and doing dumb things and going to jail for 3 to 9 and just for carrying a gun. You wind up in jail, go. So I have a guns against guns campaign, but I'm also, family structure. Black family structure is gone. Like, families are breaking up. Not just people like me that's just out and out being a dog, but teachers and doctors and lawyers are, you know, breaking up with their family. So family structure. So the Urban League is doing something about that. And I wanted to get involved with that and just tell my side and, you know, because it's reckless behavior and I regret it. So when kids walk up to me in the street and be like, oh, you got those two bad, beautiful women on the show and they talk crazy about Amina and Tara.
And
I feel
the thing
bad.
Is, you do. Like, you're both. So, like, you're beautiful, Amina. You're so beautiful and smart and talented. And Tara's, you know, beautiful too.
Yeah.
And smart.
Yeah. Yeah. So, they, you know, it's like, what do y'all see in this dude? Y'all just stupid or whatever, you know? And I just feel bad because it's really, they just listening to someone they love. And they just a victim of falling in love with a dog.
they're a victim of falling in love with you, a dog.
Yeah, but it's your charmer.
But no, I love him. Yes, I love him. I love him. It's all me. You know, ultimately, I'm not on paper like, you know, I can't lie. I'm a terrible husband, terrible boyfriend. But ultimately, I feel like I'm a good person. That doesn't really define a lot
see.
Of other things that I... That's
what most people don't see. That just see watch that. TV. Mm-hmm. That's just when you meet him in person and you're around him, that's what you get to know. That's
yeah,
what we
Amina.
See.
Yeah. So you still see him as a good person.
Yeah.
And do you feel like he's still a good friend? And is he a good dad?
Yeah. And I hope we can always be good friends, you know, especially now that we're forever linked. I want that good relationship. Yes. And we started as friends. So I would hope that will always stay between us, even though at times it has been weird and it's still weird figuring out what's next. But I always, you know, have that love that I first had came through our friendship. So
now, when you, why did you decide to go on Marriage Bootcamp? What were you hoping would come out of it? Did you think that maybe you'd end up getting back together by going on?
At the time, I thought there is maybe a tiny chance of that, but mainly it was just for closure for me. I just wanted answers, and I wanted to figure out, if we don't end up together, how can I move forward and move on being well and being okay? And like, Kim, I just wanted to know, am I making the right decision? Because even though I already had decided that I want to be separated, I was doubtful at times. Like, you know, is this right? Maybe, you know. So I was just in a place where I was a little confused, and I was hoping for just answers.
For me, I've never taken therapy. So I thought that was interesting to see, you know, to see if I could learn something out of this. And just to be honest, Marriage Bootcamp pays very well.
Oh, so yeah, I've got 10 kids to support. Even, yeah. So why? I need the money.
Because I look at the people on my Instagram on the blog and say, oh, he just did that for the check. That was part of it. I won't sit here and like a lot of other people and act like, you know, oh, I really just wanted to go. No, going and getting the therapy was definitely interesting, but who's going to turn down, you know, a nice check and living in a mansion for 2 weeks and, you know, people
and getting free therapy.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but ultimately that all plays a part of it. I have these kids to take care of and also maybe learn something. And I did. I don't regret it. I came out of there feeling like a better person. I'm not saying I'm just a new guy, I changed, but I learned some things.
What did you learn?
Well, I don't want to give it away. But something came up when, you know, some things from my childhood. And I never wanted to blame, like, anything in my past, my parents, or my upbringing on my behavior. Because I never wanted my mom or anyone to feel responsible for my wrongdoings. But in the show, I felt like discussing something that was very personal and emotional for me, after talking to Dr. Ish and Dr. V, maybe my past, my childhood does play a part of, you know, who I've become.
Right, like why you can't stay in a committed relationship.
No. Yeah, my mom used to always tell me, it wouldn't be cheating if you'd just be single. And right. I, as a man, I'm going to tell you, men, we have this thing where we don't want you to do it. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I'm going to commit to you just so you won't make a move. And I've done that all my life. Like, you know, I don't. She can't do what I'm doing. It wouldn't feel too well. We can't take what we dish out, bottom line.
So, Mina, like, are you seeing somebody else now?
No, I'm not. I'm just focused on
good
myself.
Question.
I'm not seeing anyone. I'm just really, like, trying to, like, focus on the stuff that I feel like I had neglected, which is my music, you know, and then promoting my book. I released a book about the entire experience on reality TV and
this relationship. What's the name of your book?
The Other Woman.
The Other Woman. Very pointed.
Yes. And it's just, yeah, I'm promoting that. And I'm just like, I just focus on my kids, man. They take up so much of my time and I don't mind.
It's hard being a single mom.
Yes. It's very hard.
She's a super mom. She's traveling with a play with the kids.
I am. I'm on tour with a play, a theatrical play, musical.
That's amazing.
Hip hop musical, Thugs and the Women That Love Him, and we're touring. And yeah, I take the kids with me. It's amazing.
And so could you, like right now, if Amina started dating somebody else, would you be jealous?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, there would be nothing I could do about it. I would have to eat that. But I would be, I'd be a liar to sit here and say, oh, you know, I wish you the best.
And what about Tara? Is she dating somebody else now?
You have to ask Tara. I don't know. And we don't have that discussion. We've never, I've never had that discussion with her, but I don't think so. But
would you be jealous?
Probably so. A little bit.
Of course. So you definitely can dish it out, but you can't take it.
Yeah. No, but I could live with it though. Mm-hmm. I know that now.
Are you guys in contact with Tara?
Yeah.
I mean, clearly because of the kids.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time. And I think she's bringing the boys by to see my daughter.
Yeah, get together like when I come visit New York with my kids to have them play together.
I wouldn't have it any other way. I'm the culprit here. I'm the bad guy. If you want to take out your anger and be mad, make it me. Don't keep the kids away from one another. And don't you two be. It was my lies that got this whole thing started. So put, you know, put any animosity, anger you have aimed that towards me.
So you said you learned a lot in marriage boot camp.
Yeah.
And you guys are still married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what, as in terms of what you learned, are you still going to keep in your ways after this?
Good question. Would you like to give marriage another try with Amina?
You know what? You never know. You know, I think I still have a...
He's just giving him the side look.
If anybody can see the facial expressions in this room.
It's still a lot of work. You know, I would never want to put her or anyone through any more hurt. You know, she has my daughters and she don't need to be crying and upset and he's up to his, you know, before I would commit to something like that, I would have to be 100%, you know, I would never want to do that again. So I couldn't say that.
Is there another woman in your life?
So many people ask me that. No. No, well, she thinks so.
I mean, I don't think so. I know so.
Oh, really? You know so?
She just spelled that.
That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, really? That's all you're going to say? And is the other woman in New York or Yonkers or the Bronx?
That's the guy. All goes to show she don't know.
Peter.
Tell her where she's from. You know.
I don't know who she is or any details, but I know that.
How do you know?
How'd you find out?
Yeah.
Didn't I say this? All I'm going to say.
I'm sorry, but this tea is too hot.
Exactly.
I don't want him to get mad at me. More mad.
No, I'm not mad.
He's encouraging it.
No, she came and stayed at my place and saw some female products.
Some.
Oh, snap.
It's a little understatement.
But. Was there, there was clothing items?
My daughter stayed with me.
Yeah.
What are the size clothing? Yeah. Here.
My daughter stayed with me.
Is it from like Baby Gap or like Real Gap?
No. I have a 24-year-old daughter who lives in Yonkers.
But at a different
place. And who said that's not hers?
She didn't say that.
But Amina doesn't seem to think that these were your daughter's clothes.
So. No.
They weren't.
Whatever.
Oh.
We have to agree to disagree on that one.
Okay.
So I think there's a lesson to be learned here. If you want to have Amina stay at your place, you have to make sure that any anything that's left at your apartment or your house has to be hidden or has to go out.
You don't want to play the game by now.
Listen, to its owner.
Exactly. So listen to what I'm trying to tell you.
No leave behind.
There used to be a time. Back in the days when I used to run around like that, I would call my guys, all my boys over, and we'd do Operation Cleanup.
Exactly.
This is incredible.
But
tell
because
us.
I have nothing to hide, I left. It's a whole full drawer for my daughter. It's a whole thing in the closet for my daughter. Did you not? Was it in the drawer? Did you go in the drawer and see a whole drawer?
Yes, and more. Okay. That and more.
And more. So was there like cosmetics?
It's just, oh yeah.
Birth control.
And I stole some of that too.
No, she's took. Okay. She took.
My question is, based off the things that you found, is this girl like well-dressed? Is she cool? Is she hot?
Nah, hell no.
She's hating on Whitney.
Yeah, Whitney doesn't have curly hair or like darker skin for the makeup that I found.
Okay. So we got a little bit of a description. She's got some curly locks. Not good style.
This is
my niece.
Yikes.
The clothes, I didn't even want to take any of that. I tried to see what I...
My daughter and her friends are always at my place.
Oh, so now he's expanding it to include her friends.
They hang out. Dad, can we go to your workout in your gym today? Can we come wash clothes at your apartment? Yeah.
So your daughter's friend is the one with the curly hair and terrible style. In case you're not
and bad makeup.
I think I'm digging myself in a little
hole. The roast of Peter Guns is officially launched.
She thinks that, but you know, I get it. You know, I'm so used to being the bad cheating dog. I'll just eat it. I'll take it.
You know what? You cop to it though. I really have to say, I've never heard a man sit down and say, "I have cheated. I have been bad.
And I'm a dog,
and this is what I deserve." Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Like, that's commendable.
Definitely.
But maybe that's because it's good, because then he can just say that because he's continuing to do
No, you know, that's what Dr. Ish said that. You know, honestly speaking, it's more because it's not even for me. It's because, you know, you watch two people that you love hurt. And one time, my daughter came to me and her boyfriend
This is the daughter that has the friend supposedly at she your
got,
apartment.
She got her boyfriend cheated on her. And she was distraught. And as bad as I wanted to go sit down with this kid.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What can I say? He's watching me on TV move around like, yo, really? The audacity of you. You know what I mean? Sort of the same way I felt about Tara's situation. He could actually look at me and say, really?
So did you tell your daughter to break up with him?
Yeah, I told her, you know, she's beautiful. Like, you're young, you're beautiful, you're smart. Like, why? Why? Yeah. You know,
how old is she?
She's 24.
Well, that's right. So, yeah, like, she doesn't need to start off her romantic life like this.
No. And he wasn't, and it was like, you know, but it was almost like a, you know, like they say, karma comes back in different ways. May it not hit you, but it may hit your kids. So when I say, you know, the first steps to admitting, you know, I could say, I used to make up excuses. Like, I don't know what she's doing. She's cheating. She, you know, and finally I just said, nah, it's terrible. And doing the show, the mirror gets held up to you. And you get to look at yourself because when you're doing it, it's nothing. It's normal. But then when you sit down and watch it and see people's reactions and you say, damn, that's harsh. That's terrible. You know, so you live and you learn. And, you know, hopefully, you know, things get better. We have an awesome relationship. Amina is very inspirational to me. We're both musicians. Yes. And she plays guitar and piano and writes her own songs. And that's how we connected first. So she still has wonderful energy and positive. I don't know that I can speak to somebody that did some of the things that I've done to her. You know what I mean? So I appreciate
She's
her.
Rolling her eyes. She doesn't know how she speaks to you still.
Well, I appreciate her for, you know.
You can tell there's a connection, a very interesting connection just by watching you guys here. I mean, you know, she's taking everything that you're saying and some of it is like a little iffy.
Except my daughter's stuff. She
yeah.
No, never.
So on the previous Remarriage Bootcamp, you said, Amina, that Peter, the problem was he was in love with two women.
Yes.
You and Tara. So, I mean, if you can't give anything away, if you can, are you in love with two women?
Still?
Right now?
I don't know about that. You know what I mean? Like this, that just sounds so crazy. You know, and at this point,
I mean, it's you been see it.
At that time. Yes. I felt, you know, and I've taken a lot of detective tests in past because people say it's impossible to be in love with two people at the same time. It's not. I know it because I was for different reasons. Totally different. They're totally different people. Different reasons, and I've never been like that before. But
so that was the first time as an adult that you were in love with two different women at the same time.
I like other women, you know, at the same time for different reasons, like, you know, whatever it is. Man, I'm just being honest, man, something sexual about this one or something. But with these two, I actually, and it played out on TV, I was torn. When she's hurt, I'm like, no, you know, when Tara's hurt, I'm like, no, you know, so. You playing it, and then you also like, I don't want the world to look at me like this animal, so I can't. It's hard. It's the being on TV in that situation is the most mental. I didn't come outside for like 3 months. I stayed in the house because I was getting killed on the internet and just feeling bad for them and embarrassed. And then just feeling, I don't know what the world thinks of me. I'm staying in the house, and then I came out one day and people was rushing me like I was some star and wanting pictures. And it was just crazy because people talk on the internet, but when they see you in person, they chase you down Times Square for pictures and stuff. So I was like, oh, maybe this is working.
Maybe this is working. Me to love. Oh, now, have you ever seen Sister Wives?
No,
I haven't.
Well,
either.
That's about a family where they're Mormon. They're a sect of Mormon. Mm-hmm. And it's one guy and he has four wives and he says he's in love with all of them. And he rotates between the households.
Like he actually has houses for them, right?
Yes, they all live on one street in like a Las compound. Vegas.
Like Big Love? Well, was that Big Love? No. Who was that Big Love on
Well, that was fictional, okay. But this is real.
I couldn't.
This is a real guy. So
I'd get
could
killed.
You, maybe you just have to convert, become a Mormon.
I'd get killed.
And then.
I'd get killed. Somebody kill me.
Would you agree to be a sister wife, like to be married at the same time?
No. I don't think neither one of us.
These women agreed. But wow, you wouldn't agree to that.
No, I would not.
You want your man to be one and only.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Yes.
And going off of what you were saying.
He's smiling. I think he likes that idea.
But he always told me, about that. He told me he wouldn't want that.
No.
No.
So why wouldn't you want it if you love both women? Why wouldn't you want to be married to both women or equally committed?
This is going to sound real crazy. I think that if they accepted that, they really couldn't love me. If you just out now said, I'm accepting you and all of us are going to move in one house and we're going to be together, you can possibly, if you're comfortable with me, you know, being with someone else, how could you really, you know what I mean? That would take it a little bit away from me because I'd be like, you comfortable with me going, okay, tonight I'm going to go sleep with her tonight? Really? So that would be a little weird.
That is weird. I mean, you were in love with two women.
Right.
So you could have just said, okay, I'm going to be with both of you. But Amina definitely, I can see she does not want to share.
She would not have accepted sharing.
And that's why you broke up. Did Tara, was she willing to share?
No. I think it was more, I think sometimes, you know, and they both smart. I can't speak for you. I'm going to say this.
Okay, go.
I think a little bit of it became a competition. A little bit. Felt like, all right, I'm not going to lose this. You know what I mean?
Girlfriend already knows that she won.
Well, that's what it felt like a little bit. But the other side was, well, we have kids and I want to work it out and there's love there. But it started feeling like that because people had separated into this whole Team Tara, Team Amina thing where you had people take sides. I'm Team Tara. Like, if she put a picture up and she's with the kids, you know, you got people from Tara's side just bashing her. Or Tara put a picture up, they bashing. So it became...
Yeah, you would have fans who'd be Team Tara, Team Amina.
Personally, no. I have to, because when I think about it, I never looked at it that way. I mean, I always just looked at our relationship and only that. Like, I know people made it that, but that's not how I felt, you know? So...
You just wanted to try to make your relationship work.
Yeah, exactly. And I knew like how much I loved you. So like,
and she did everything right. And so, you know, it was no reason. Like, that's my biggest thing. Neither one of them did anything to deserve. It was me. All me. And that's why I get mad when people say, well, you knew he was with Tara first. And you still, you know, nah, she did. I was lying and saying, like, you know, look, I'm sleeping on the couch. We're not really together like that. And
so when you first met, you told her that you already had split up from Tara.
Yeah, I'm still staying there, but we're not together. Then I told Tara, you know, look, I'm just doing the music. I'm managing her.
Oh, you're bad.
She's my artist, right.
You really had the lines going.
So people bashed him. Like, you knew, and you knew, and then you knew he was married, and you know, all of that. So but it all stems from my lies and my deceit. And, I just wish that more of the blame would come towards me. But they won't.
Well, Amina, what do you have to say when, you know, people on the internet or whatever, they kind of come at you for saying, oh, well, why are you staying with him? Why do you keep going back? This and that. Like, what is your, I want you to, you know, defend yourself.
It's nothing really I can say because they wouldn't understand because they're not in my shoes. And it's part of the reason I wrote my book, The Other Woman, because I felt like, you know, I'm just saying my side. I'm telling everything out of my perspective and not showing just the little bits and pieces that TV showed. So yeah, I think you get a little bit of a better understanding if you do read my book. So everyone that
is
talking,
I
encourage everybody that is talking about me and is looking at my social media and is interested, you know, in what we do, like to read that before they have an opinion
or make a judgment.
Let me say this to you. I'm going to cut you up. They film you for hours and hours. And upon a whole day, three different scenes. And they take the juiciest stuff, shove it into like 15. You're on the scene, but after commercials on that, I'm only on the show 10, 15 minutes best. And that's who the people define you from. They're edited down. You would never see, all you could look at it and go, what are you seeing him? He's always broke. He's cheater. You don't understand the other you know, things that I bring to the table, or, you know, what she could possibly like about me. And that's part of being, you know, something that I would want people, it's not that it would change anyone's mind about me and of being a great husband or boyfriend, but it would give you an idea. I could see why they can, you know, but you can't see that because they take that, the worst stuff, and cram it into the
right, because they want to build a dramatic story.
Right.
Now, editing, I mean, though, magic. It is pretty dramatic, just the situation.
Yeah.
Even without, now, just, you've got 10 kids.
Yeah.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And what's the range? Is your daughter the oldest? 24?
No, I got, my son's 29, Corey.
And how do the kids all, like, what do they all think? And, I mean, you have five between Tara and Amina. Right. So who's the other five kids? Who's their mom or moms?
Well, my son, Corey, his mom and I were like, 17, 18 when he was born. His mom, you know, took off after he was 2 years old. So me,
You raised him.
Wow.
Me and my mom said, you're going to stay here, but you're going to be a mom and a dad. So he had to go to doctor's appointments at 18 years old. I'm at the doctor, and they're like, where's you guys' mom at? I'm like, I'm his dad, his mom. So I raised my son. Then I met Whitney, my 24-year-old daughter, I tell you about, her mom, and here we go, another one, you know. Brandon, my son Brandon came, and then Phoenix and Kennedy, they're in New Orleans. I was engaged to their moms for a while. She's from New Orleans. She could kill me. I don't care. She's president of the Urban League. She's an attorney. And shout out to Kennedy and Phoenix. They're doing very well in school. My son Corey is signed to Young Money. He's a rapper.
Amazing.
He's phenomenal. His name is Corey Guns. Look for him. Son Brandon is doing music now too. He's doing pretty so far so good. And they all know one another now. They all show me love and respect. They never. My daughter came on the show and let me have it about some of my behavior, but
she did.
You saw it.
She did.
But for the most part, they look up to me and they admire me. All of my kids. I've never, you know, you have your issues with the teenagers sometimes, but you know, for the most part, they love me. And I haven't set the best example relationship wise, or I wouldn't want none of them to walk in my shoes. But I always tell people and tell men now, especially people that come to me and kids, don't tell your kids, don't be like me. You got to set an example. Mm-hmm. So they'd be like, because it's easy to look at your kid and be like, don't be like me. That's the easy way out. Do something so they'll follow you. Because my son, and I hate to keep rambling on, but my oldest son, I told him, don't get a tattoo. I regret every tattoo I have. Don't do it. He goes and gets tattooed. Don't walk with an illegal firearm through the Bronx. I did it. I went to Rikers Island. You don't want to do that. He's caught with an illegal firearm.
He just what?
Don't get in the...
Wait, he got a firearm?
He got caught with a gun. He's a felon.
Oh, no. That's
like
terrible.
Corey, don't... The music business is rough. He's in the music business. He signed. He got a deal and all that, but it's a rough business. So when you telling your kid, don't be like me, he wants to be... He admires you. Mm-hmm. Growing up, he saw the tats. He saw people respecting me, you know. Walk right in my footsteps.
That's tough. Yeah. But now, do the older kids see the younger kids? Do they have a relationship with your younger children?
I make sure they all. Yeah, they all. They you know, not as much as they should. They spread out.
Right.
But away. My goal is this at some point over the winter is to take a picture with every last one of my kids together.
I know. I see all the pictures on your Instagram with some of them and.
Yes.
They're all beautiful.
I got to go to New Orleans. I got to go there. I got to go to New Orleans next week.
I just want to see them in one photo.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Yes.
Hopefully it won't be at my memorial.
Well, I think you better stay on Amina's good side.
Yeah. And there won't be one.
Right? So that nothing will happen. But, well, listen, I think everybody needs to tune in to Marriage Boot Camp Reality Stars Fridays, 9 p.m. on WeTV, so we can see your journey and, you know, what you went through. And it seems to, you know, just from seeing Love and Hip Hop and seeing you now, it seems to have helped your relationship.
Marriage Boot Camp definitely helped.
Yeah.
Definitely helped. We met new friends, people that we were in the house with, good friends, you know, and again,
also going through dysfunctional relationships.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but you walk in the house and my stuff is so messy that I'm like, oh, they are cakewalk to us. And then you find out they have work. You know, like
their issues may seem small, but
they, yeah, me and Mina was like, yeah, wow. Because at we first you walk in like, oh, this is
we ended up like, we like were the worst couple with the house. With the best, I guess I feel like with the best connection, like even though the biggest issues maybe. Yeah.
But when I walked in the house, it was just like, I'm the worst person in this. This is not gonna work. We look terrible. But you'll see, and it's crazy. It's a roller coaster. And check it out before you see it on the blogs. I know they're going to kill me on the blogs for the first three episodes. Oh, they're going to kill me.
Okay, so the first three episodes, we're going to see a lot of you.
I'm
you
drunk
too.
For the first three.
Yeah. He was
drunk.
Acting up.
During the therapy sessions, you're drunk, right?
As soon as you get to that, like, I like to drink, and they got tequila this. So as soon as you walk in, hey, oh, this is for us? You're not thinking cameras are rolling. Yeah, pour. And then right to boot camp. You're thinking you got a day, right to boot. So now I'm drunk. With doctors telling
they know what
first drill
doing.
Yeah, the first drill, yeah,
he's
first
few. And they called me, and she called me.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Alcoholic.
Oh. Well, wait, she called you what?
An alcoholic.
An alcoholic. Okay, on top of it.
And I said, I'm not an alcoholic. I'm a drunk. It's different.
Are you getting treatment for that too?
No. You know, I do a month on and a month off drinking. You know,
I see.
That's what, you know, this month I'm drinking. You know what I mean? But in the next month, I don't. And Dr. Tola, that's how you say that? I mean, Judge Tola. She said that's the same thing she does. Because my month off started 4 or 5 days into boot camp, so I couldn't drink.
Oh, I see. Yes, so you're very strict.
Yeah. So which was good because if it didn't, I would look like an alcoholic through the whole show.
Yeah, you did good. It was proud I was proud of you.
And so, but you're still on that schedule, month on, month off.
If I break that, then I need to go get help. Because when I drink. Like the Yankees won last night. Woo!
You got to drink for that. Drunk. Come on, that win?
From the Bronx, baby. Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, I think we'll have to talk. We'll have to schedule another podcast to talk about those issues. Oh. But thank you so much, Peter and Amina, Peter Guns, Amina Butterfly, for coming in and telling us all on the Hollywood Life podcast about your current relationship, your issues, and that you went through some really interesting experiences on Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars. And so we're going to tune in to watch.
Please.
Oh, one more thing.
Oh,
I'm in a play.
Say it.
Flo in the Church. I'm in a play playing a guy named Trent Moody. It's going to be interesting. It's at Tribeca Theater downtown. Go to flowtoplay.com. Pick up some tickets.
When's it starting?
It's Friday. It's tomorrow and Saturday. And then we off to Atlanta and Chicago.
Great.
And I'm touring too currently with a play as well, a hip hop musical called Thugs and the Women That Love Him. So we'll come to a city near you. I'll be touring for the next 8 weeks.
Thugs and the
Women That Love Him.
Okay.
Did you say you're touring together?
No, it's two separate plays.
Because she's in a way bigger production than me. She better get me in that show.
Yes. Shout out Melvin Childs, the producer. He's great. So you can see me on stage doing my thing. And everyone make sure to
read The Other Woman. Yes. Okay, got everything in there. Okay, thanks guys for coming in.
Thank you.